The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with over 30 years of experience in retirement planning, the investing markets, investment strategies, and more. Every Sunday morning, he presents this show to help you navigate today's complicated financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand, and he'll answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Welcome to another edition of A GPS of Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney of Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley right here on 100.7 WHUD. So thankful that you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Today's topic, questions and answers. You pose the questions and I hope to give you answers here this morning. But before we get into questions and answers, let's go and recap this interesting week. These are not the dog days of summer for the markets. Lots are happening, so hopefully you're enjoying the summer and the beautiful hot weather. I like the hot weather, okay. So these are the dog days of summer. But let me tell you, Monday and Tuesday was very quiet. Could remind you of the dog days of summer. And the reason why markets were quiet early in the week is because we're all holding our breath for Wednesday CPI, the Consumer Price Index, which came out on Wednesday. So no one really wanted to get in front of that thing, not knowing what would happen, because the previous month, that was set a record for the last 40 years. So drum roll. Okay. They're expecting 8.7% from the 9.1% hot inflation the month before. And it came in at 8.5%. The markets rejoiced, and the Dow was up over 400 points on just that news at 8:30 in the market. Now, by the way, 8:30 is an hour before the market opens. So that was welcome news. Now, again, we can't just take a plot point and start saying we're going to go from 8.5 to 8.1 to 7.5. That'd be great, but I imagine there'd be some ups and downs along. But that definitely relieved investors. Why? The higher the inflation go, the higher the interest rates are going to go from the Federal Reserve to combat inflation. Now, they have a buy for this month of August. They don't meet after raising the last two meetings, June and July, 0.75%. Coming to September, before that CPI number, most were expecting 0.75%, another rate hike. September 20th is the meeting, 21st the announcement. However, with a tamer than expected inflation, it looks like the expectations are more for 0.5%. Now, that may not sound like a big difference, but that may mean going forward, instead of getting these 0.75% hikes, we may be getting 0.5% or maybe even 0.25%. So here we are holding a breath for the next day, Thursday morning, which was the PPI, the Producer Price Index, what companies do. And actually, that was better than expected, I guess, especially against the month before. So the markets rejoiced, and we ended the week very strong. In fact, that's four straight weeks of market gains. And it's hard to remember that because we had like 10 or 11 weeks in a row, down and down and rolled over and awful things. But again, we'll talk a little bit later. One of the questions about how you can protect yourself for the next upheaval. So we really are at the mercy of inflation, higher prices, and the Federal Reserve response to it. Now remember, from January 1st through June 30th, okay, those first 6 months of the year was the worst 6 months, first start of the year, since 1970. You have to go back 52 years to find an awful market like we experienced here in 2022. So if you got through the other side, you get the T-shirt. Whew. But since then, though, it's been a pretty good run. And actually, I look back July 13th of this year. Why is that significant? Well, that was the CPI number that came in at the highest number we've had in about 40 years, the 9.1%. Expectations, I think, were about 8.8%. But 9.1%, very hot, and that should have made the market roll over. Instead, the market was only down about 100 points that day. And it was kind of noticing, said, wait a second, that bad news, we didn't go down hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of points. That may mean we may have priced this in already. And from that point on, if you look at a chart, from that awful number to where we are now, again, things will change. But if you look at a chart of Dow Jones, the S&P, the NASDAQ, you'll see the market's been trending higher since that July 13th awful high peak. Why? Some people think that may be the peak inflation during this cycle. And the Federal Reserve interest rate hikes do take some time to get through the economy. We've heard anecdotally things are slowing down. And then I'll talk about elasticity of demand in a second. But they're slowing down. Why? Because people read their headlines. They're feeling it. They go to grocery stores. We're people. We get it. But really, I have to say this. All of us are humans and make decisions. And there's something called elasticity of demand. Well, in case you get on Jeopardy, what does that mean? Well, it means elasticity of demand. So price elasticity. I mean, you put in price up higher and higher and higher. How much demand do we have? And eventually, things get so costly, consumers step back. And that's what we're seeing now. Again, anecdotally, we've seen open houses just a few months ago have 30, 40 people show up. And now maybe three or four people. Interest rates have gone higher. People worried about their jobs. There's a whole psychology that goes into it. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and the Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Let me give you a really good example of price elasticity of demand and why inflation, the peak, may actually be behind us. There's actually a good reason for that. So it comes around Christmas time. My parents are not here anymore, but we'd always, not always, but most years get the king crab legs. That was our kind of delicacy for Christmas or Christmas Eve. So I went to Costco before going to my sister's. And I was going to get king crab legs for the family, okay, extended family, nephews, nieces, you know how that goes. Great, great stuff. So I go to Costco. And to my wondering eyes do appear, but $120 a pound. So I didn't buy $120. By the way, if you know anything about king crab legs, that's like two legs. So $120 a pound. And see, there's a human behavior there. Price elasticity of demand. I mean, you could put prices up $180, $400 a pound. People are not going to buy it. So there is some equilibrium. And so, by the way, later after Christmas is $120 a pound. I'm sorry, 80 pounds, 60. I think we're about still stuck around $60 a pound. I guess where supply meets demand. But that's important because as gas prices were going up, especially in the early summer months, you know, people pull back. They ask their bosses, hey, can I work from home a few days? Not because of COVID now, because of gas prices. Maybe run your errands together. Maybe not take that long car trip. We change, okay? Humans change. And that's one thing I don't think the Federal Reserve gets. We don't have that rant here today with you on a Sunday morning. But what I really want to say after two cups of tea and that eventually inflation resolves itself. And my goal here to explain this to you is that hopefully the Federal Reserve doesn't go too far in raising rates because on its own, the king crab leg is already coming down in price. Gas price is already coming down. Why? Because we step away. We walk away from crazy prices. And then eventually prices come down to meet demand. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here on 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, I'm so glad you're joining us, is questions and answers. There's a lot of questions about inflation, the markets, and we hope to make and give you great answers. You just heard my friend Mike Benedoff from my book, Not Your Father's Retirement, The Early Bird Gets the Worm. And that's pretty early here this morning. The first 20 callers will get that book for free, either as a book or as an ebook. That's 845-371-0101. I'll let you grab a pen, paper, crayon, whatever it is, and draw this phone number because I want you to get this book. It's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. chapter by chapter, building on Not Your Father's Retirement. That's 845-371-0101. And if you're driving around, whipping around, you're probably an essential worker. Thank you for all you've done. Thank you for all you do. You can then keep two hands on a wheel when you get back to your favorite website, whud.com, right, okay, on the lower right-hand side, how you can get that book right there. Just type in all the information. So one more time, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but this morning it's free. I packed as much information as possible to help educate you in this area, which unfortunately through high school or college, we don't get a personal finance course, but here is your Sunday morning personal finance course and offering the book that goes along with it. 845-371-0101. That's an easy number to remember, right? You're shaking your head, okay. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Stay tuned for Casey's show, Shine On, the health and happiness show coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, we're going to have a healthy, wealthy, wise hour. And by the way, kudos to Hendrick Hutchin High School. Both Casey and I graduated there a couple years apart. But yeah, stay tuned for the Casey show coming up next. And of course, on the I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every morning. That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, around 8:25, 8:26 after the traffic on the famous, and I do mean the famous, Mike and Casey show. And around 6:15, Andy Bell show, he's got you covered there. Bill Kugel from Mahoney Asset Management. You know that southern charming accent that he has. He'll give you the national business news, what the indexes did or didn't do, the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ. And of course, the local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created. Last week, actually, the Hudson Valley Index did quite well. A lot of news coming out of Regeneron, Hudson Technology. Atlas Air looks like being bought out. Atlas Air at a purchase. Really interesting times here in the Hudson Valley. And again, for all this information, including my TV appearances, this program, which is radio archived, our newsletters, all the information about the GPS that we put together to help you plan for your retirement, it's all right there on Mahoney, M-A-H-O-N-E-Y, yeah, I can spell it, MahoneyGPS.com. And we urge you, or suggest to you, how about urge is kind of strong, we suggest that you sign up for our newsletter. It's a free newsletter that goes out just Tuesday evening, unless it's a holiday, it's Wednesday. And I say that once a week, because we put a lot of information right there. Unlike others, you sign up for a newsletter, and what happens? You come home the next day, and your inbox is filled with six different emails. That's so annoying, isn't it? So then we delete that. But here, go to MahoneyGPS.com. A lot of things that we're talking about here on the radio, a lot of things that are happening in the market are all consolidated right there on our weekly newsletter, MahoneyGPS.com. And it wouldn't be for us to have a Sunday program if it wasn't for the engineer extraordinaire, Randy Turner. Thank you, Randy, for that. So getting back to our today's topic, questions and answers. Right before the break, we're talking about inflation and the Federal Reserve raising rates, and now maybe inflation's going down, may not have to raise rates. And we spoke about the elasticity of price demand. Yes, that's a college kind of level thingy if you study economics. But really would suggest that you can't just keep raising prices. I mean, go outside in a lemonade stand, put it down 25 cents. Okay. Now keep playing that number and bring it up to $8 a cup. I think cars would drive right by. Walk, well, if it's a cute little cage, you get money anyway. But the point is that lemonade stand is not going to function very well at $8 a cup, nor is the king crab leg example I gave at $120 a pound, nor is gas at $5 a gallon. All these type of things eventually cool off because we're on the other side as consumers, and we say, you know, we're not going to get that steak. We'll get chicken instead. We're not going to get chicken. We'll just have some lentils, whatever. We change behaviors, and I don't think the Federal Reserve gets that, but that's for another topic, another place. So, you know, it's really interesting. I was watching the Yankees last night and actually turned it off. After Judge hits his home run, it's like, that's it. The Yankees are going to lose. And it reminds me of how the market is so very streaky. Now we have Yankees going opposite direction. When the Yankees were doing well, the markets were doing, no, it's not a correlation. But again, just like the Yankees early this year, they couldn't even find a way to lose. They would just win. I think at one time, maybe 12 out of 14 games or 14 out of 16 games. At one point, three quarters of the percent, 0.750 winning percentage. And here I think it's nine of the last, again, losing Red Sox a couple of days ago, but losing, you know, nine of the last 10. But it reminds me of the market. Again, it's either feast or famine. I mean, we had famine for most of this year, especially April was a really awful month with inflation numbers building. June was another awful month. Again, the Fed governors, not they can't give it a break. It's like they go on and on and on and talk about blah, 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 inflation and really scared and spooked investors. And here we are now in the month of August, kind of like the Yankee early streak, which was like, you know, 4 weeks in a row of gains. The market is streaky again, and there's things we can do. We'll talk a little bit later, so you don't get so emotionally involved in it. But again, everything is cyclical. Yankees wins, Yankees losses, and of course the market. Though there's no correlation between the two. I want to make sure you know that I'm not that crazy. There are people who use all kinds of methodologies around that. So, okay, let's go to another question. Are we in a recession? Well, the answer, simple answer, of course, is yes. Okay, the administration. Yeah, let's not even go there. But I mean, we know the definition of recession before coming into this year, okay, for about 70 years. The definition is two negative GDP quarters back to back. And I knew that, by the way, since 11th grade. And by the way, this administration knows that too, that it like, kind of played like we're stupid. We're not stupid. We're not from third grade. We know that we are in recession. Now, the question is, are we in a deep recession? Definitely not. It's a shallow recession. And in fact, we may come out of it very quickly. But it is two quarters of negative GDP growth. And it is, in fact, a recession. And after a break, we'll talk more about this shallow recession and how we may be coming out of it already. We'll be right back right after these messages.
We hope you're enjoying Ken Mahoney's A GPS for Your Finances. Ken shares information you can use every Sunday morning at 6. You know, there are a lot of changes taking place, and it's all happening at a rapid speed. You could be seeing volatility and unpredictability ahead in the world of investments, which raises the question, should you be making changes to your investments, and when should you make those changes? The answers to those and many other questions can be found in Ken's book, Not Your Father's Retirement, and he'd like to give it to you for free right now. Be one of the first 20 listeners to call 845-371-0101. You know, our parents had different needs for their retirement plans. Things are more complicated for us today, and that's why Ken has written this book to help you navigate and manage pensions, healthcare, and more to prepare for retirement. Get this book for free right now by calling 845-371-0101. It's the latest and most popular of Ken Mahoney's books, and it's a great resource for you. Not Your Father's Retirement, available as a paperback or an ebook now by calling 845-371-0101.
Welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. Heard every Sunday morning in Westchester and Hudson Valley, right here, 100.7 WHUD. Today's topic, questions and answers. Before we get to more of your questions, I want to make sure you get my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. Again, that's something Mike Bennett just spoke about, my dear friend. And he wants you to get the book, and I want you to get the book. The first 20 callers will get that book for free this morning. That's 845-371-0101. I wrote the book in part because my dad, a local 38, a sheet metal worker, he's in construction, and over the years, he had what we want, like father's, not your father's retirement, not your mom's, grandma, and so forth. He had a pension, an annuity, health care, vision, dental, eyewear, I mean, everything. He basically had it all. Most of us do not have that, but the chapters build on each other to try to recreate the best we can so we can have our father's, mother's, grandma, grandpa's retirement. That book's available right now, 845-371-0101. That's a popular, yeah, I've done 9 books, but this is the most popular book on Amazon and sells there for $17.99, but you're going to get it for free because you're going to call 845-371-0101. I'll give it to that one last time. Here we go. Pen, paper, crayon, whatever, lipstick, whatever you have, write on something. 845-371-0101. Of course, I'll be here with you every Sunday morning. Don't worry about that. So if you're driving around here at 6 a.m., chances are you're an essential worker. If you get back home, two hands on a wheel, go to WHUD.com, which is your favorite site anyway. In the lower right-hand corner, you can sign up for your book right there. And stay tuned for the Casey Show coming up next. Casey Show, Shine On, Health and Happiness Show coming up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, I just dubbed it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. And of course, I give the WHUD Hudson Valley Index Report every weekday morning around 8:25, right after the traffic on the famous Mike and Casey Show. And at 6:15 on the way home, Andy Bales Show with Bill Kugel. You know, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, that great southern accent. Well, he'll tell you the national national business news, the indexes with the Dow, S&P, NASDAQ did. Local business news, the Hudson Valley Index that we created. A lot of things going on in the Hudson Valley. A lot of news breaking in the Hudson Valley. Big names like Regeneron and Atlas Air making national headlines right here in our backyards. For all this information, including our TV segments, radio, newsletters, articles, education articles, GPS planning from 30,000 feet can all be found on MahoneyGPS.com. MahoneyGPS.com. We also invite you for a second opinion. These are really difficult markets. Really, really, really difficult, but we know how to handle it. We spoke about this last week on our show, tactical investing. So again, tactical investing basically means when things start getting ugly, the money manager runs the cash very quickly and tries to preserve your defense first, offense second. So if you like a second opinion, not happy the way things are going, give us a call, 845-371-0101, or visit us at MahoneyGPS.com and click there. Okay, so let's get back to today's program. And right before the break, we're talking about the definition of recession. It's just kind of stupid because we all know the definition of recession is two quarters back and back of negative GDP growth. And by the way, first quarter of this year, nothing to be shy about. It happens. Negative 1.1%. The second quarter, negative 0.9%. So that's kind of a shallow recession. And by the way, it is not your mom's or dad's recession. Early 1990s, if I bring it back there, that's what a recession feels like. Tens of thousands of people getting laid off by a company, and the next day another company lays off tens of thousands, and the unemployment rate goes higher. The reason why this is a little bit of an odd recession, and it is a recession by definition, is because it's shallow. You know, there's, you know, we have unemployment rate at 3.5%. So some people are like, how could we reset? We're in a recession because we have a slowdown in growth for a whole bunch of reasons. But more importantly, it's a shallow one. And in fact, the Atlanta Fed, who's been really accurate, actually, they were one of the first ones to note before the first quarter release of the GDP that it'd be negative. They were correct. They're saying the quarter that we're in now, which is July, August, September, and ending September 30th, at the quarter we're in right now, we should have a positive GDP of 2.1%. So we'll see what happens. But why this is important? Well, not necessarily by arguing our definitions. Does that really matter? But this may not be, again, your dad's recession. This may not be a very deep, deep recession, and that's pretty good. Because at the end of the day, we have to have good earnings. And put everything aside, inflation, recession, all these kind of nasty words, can companies in the environment do well? Okay, because when companies have good earnings, they do a lot of good things for shareholders, right? They buy back stock. They raise dividends, they could buy their competition, pour more money in research, development, grow their businesses. A lot of good things happen. So early during the earnings season, which ended second quarter, June 30th, and a week later, we heard from Walmart, we're like, oh boy, Walmart was down like 10%, excuse me. And I'm like, oh boy, this is going to be one of those earnings seasons, and it's not going to be pretty. But then something happened on the way, and Microsoft, Apple, Google, Amazon, Tesla, Donner, Blitzen, Comet, you know, all those big names came in with much better than expected earnings, much better expected earnings. And that's why you kind of scratch your head and say, wait a second, that was an awful 6 months of the year to start. How is the, again, this leads to the question, I've already answered it before telling the question is, how is the market heading higher now with still high inflation and a recession and those things? Well, first off, the answer to that question, as I was answering it without telling the question, was, remember, the market looks out 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road. So if things start turning and that the market sees that inflation is not going to be stubbornly high, it was a big blip and comes back down, the market's going to sense it out with this like kind of Spider-Man sense. They call it spider sense. And they're going to figure that out. So again, anytime you look at this and say, geez, how's the market bouncing back? I think the number one answer would be, well, the market's looking down the road and seeing perhaps a change with inflation and a change with the Federal Reserve not raising rates so aggressive. So I think that's one of the reasons why you can say, well, things may have changed a little bit. But I think the real change was this earnings season. As I mentioned, some of those big technology names came out with much better than expected earnings. And even in a macro of higher inflation and a recession by definition and some of these other bugaboos, war in Ukraine and all these other things, at the end of the day, investors are going to cling to those companies that have good earnings. Thankfully, we have winners and losers, and these winners right now are attracting a lot of money and leading us at the moment as the market's bouncing back. Well, geez, time goes by too fast. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a weekly paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent any guarantee of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of 100.7 WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. If you've missed previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances, you can listen to them anytime by visiting WHUD.com. Ken will answer your questions next week. Just send him an email, ken@mahoneygps.com, and listen for the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. right here on 100.7 WHUD.